Obviously a good way to start off the road trip with 2 points and to get an early goal for that Line A line that just looked like they were able to do a lot of positives tonight in the offensive zone.
They were real good, but they were good in their own end too. You know, they battled some pucks out at times. It was very, very similar to the game that we played against Carolina at home. It's a grinder. They put a lot of pucks at the net, compete real hard, and we had to be pretty solid in front of our net. So, but the Stastny line's been... And I think there's more there. They're more and more used to each other. They've got a real nice chemistry.
You preached patience before the game that there'd be some ebbs and flows as the night went on. Did you like the way that your club was able to manage 60 minutes?
I, you know, we got the goal and then had the power play where you got two bars and a shot that Patty normally makes. And then it evened out. They tied that game. But I thought it was going to look like that. It did. And I thought we were pretty good in the areas that we needed to be. They're working hard. You know, they won their last two games on hard work, and you're not dominating a team like that.
Did you feel like you did a good job of keeping Carolina to the outside as much as possible?
Yeah, because they put so many pucks to the net and bad angle stuff to the net, you're going to spend some time around that crease. But we handled that part pretty well. Connor's, you know, a real good goaltender, so he's usually real solid on that first one, but with the traffic... We got a bad break on one, and I guess they probably got a bad break on their third one, so we traded those, but we're real solid.
Well, it maybe gets overshadowed by a lot of other things that happen in the game, but Ben Chiarot on that third goal, he steps up, makes a big hit, and then sort of drives the play. What'd you see from him
tonight? I thought those two defensemen especially were very good tonight. I was still learning about Joe, but he made some real good plays. Benny's been playing physically very strong hockey and confident. His gap has been outstanding. So he's done that. He scored the other night. Starting to feel good about his game. Like, I think that one went off the bar. So Benny has a big, heavy shot. He hasn't been able to get it off as much as I'm sure he'd like to. But his game over the last month, since he's come back in with Jake's injury, Benny's been great.
Just a thought on what face-off success can do for you, especially to start a road trip like this. Your two veteran guys were pretty darn good tonight.
Against the best face-off team in the league, we had two guys dominate, really important. Mark Scheifele had a tough assignment with Jordan Staal, but those other two guys... Just having a guy like that, when you get to the last minute there, you can put him on, and he'll take him on his weak side as well. But winning those draws in the last two were really important for us. And then he's not just a face-off man. Stastny and Little both very strong.
Well, I don't know if you looked at any of the film of these guys, of the Hurricanes, when Jordan Staal was out. But how does it change preparing for them when he's in, especially when they're at home and they can control a little of who he's out against?
Right. So what's interesting about the matchup tonight is normally we needed Mark Scheifele to play against Staal because we need a certain amount of size on that line. Williams isn't a big guy, but hyper-competitive and such a great stick that he plays almost like a big guy. He can control the puck like a big guy. He's the dominant force, right? So the rest of their group looks sometimes a little bit like ours. They got some smaller guys can handle a puck, skate, and make plays. And those guys almost have to be opportunistic at times to score. But the Staal line can change the feel and the flow of the game, frustrate your best players, be strong down low. He's a dominant center iceman. It was the matchup we wanted because we're not sure our other lines are structured to handle that size, but you're sacrificing our two leading scorers in doing so.
You played Tyler and Dimitri with Scheife's line a lot more today. You've usually been running Bufflin and Morrissey with them lately. What went into that decision?
Because it's a Josh Morrissey factor against Lindholm's line. So much skill. Mo closes that gap, and he's got such a great stick. Dustin also... can make you change your mind about going to get pucks. And so we felt that matchup, as long as and Tyler was really good tonight, as long as those two guys can handle Staal size down low, then we like sometimes what Dustin can do in terms of his presence and certainly what Mo can do with his stick.